Let's end this hour with some thoughts on moving our bodies. We'll add some more music to our ultimate workout mix in a few moments. Now for some Tai Chi, the Chinese martial art involving slow and rhythmic movement. It benefits older people by maintaining balance and strength. And as NPR's Patty Naimond reports, researchers have found Tai Chi also helps people who suffer from Parkinson's disease.
For Leona Maracle, the first sign that she had a problem was the shaking. She was a math teacher.
The students began to notice that my hands were trembling. And so I started learning how to compensate by keeping that affected hand under the table and use my other hand, my non-dominant hand, to pass out papers and to interact with the students.
Pretty soon it became clear that Maracle couldn't give her best, so she retired at 67. That was 2 years ago, about the same time she was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, a progressive disorder of the nervous system.
I would need to think two or three times about moving a particular part of my body. When I was sitting in a chair and wanted to get up, it took me two or three mental messages to go to my muscles to actually move my body.
Soon, Maracle had difficulty walking upstairs, downstairs, to the car, or just down the street. So when she heard the Oregon Research Institute was starting a study of Tai Chi to see if it helped Parkinson's patients, she signed up right away. The study was headed by research scientist Fusong Lee.
We push, we lean bodies forward, almost leaning towards our limits before you feel you need to take a step. And then recover.
Lee demonstrates a classic Tai Chi pose called Part the Wild Horse's Mane. He shifts from one foot to the other, a graceful zigzag, his arms also moving like scissors back and forth. As he shifts, he leans forward in order to practice and build balance, something most people can do without thinking.
For example, reaching out for an object, transitioning from seated to standing, or from standing back to seated.
In the study, Lee divided Parkinson's patients into three groups. One group did resistance training with weights, another stretching classes, and the third, Tai Chi. Each group participated in a 60-minute class twice a week for 6 months. When they finished, Lee found the Tai Chi patients were stronger and had much better balance.
4 times better than those patients assigned to stretching group, about 2 times better than those in the resistance training group in regards to improvements in balance.
And that led to significantly fewer falls for patients in the Tai Chi group. Leona Maracle says that before Tai Chi, she lost her balance 8 to 10 times a day. Now it hardly ever happens. She recently even saved herself from what would have been a sure fall before Tai Chi. It was raining and dark, and she tripped on the curb as she got out of her car.
Suddenly I have to make a little jump, which was unheard of before, but I kind of gave a little jump, and I brought my foot up above the curb and could steady myself on the ground next to the curb. That would have been a fall for sure 6 or 8 months ago.
Researchers don't know exactly how Tai Chi works to restore balance. UCLA brain scientist Dr. Michael Irwin says it may retrain areas of the brain that control movement.
There's a memory component of our nerves, and they're receiving signals from our body all the time that are integrated by the brain. And I think one of the things that happens with Tai Chi is it's bringing awareness of the brain to these areas of the body that we often sort of neglect, we sort of take for granted.
Things like balancing when we stand up or just walk. Now Irwin's researching other potential benefits of Tai Chi. Patty Naimond, NPR News.